Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just 15 bucks a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I've made fun of Ashley all season, talked about how how she annoys me, gets on my nerves. She's too extra everything. Mm-hmm. But the scene with
her... Put the mic on your mic.
What?
You were talking like this.
Oh, thank you. I'm in three cameras right now.
It's true.
The scene with her riding in that car going...
I'm going to cry.
In that crown. In that crown. That
she says it like
I laughed till I cried.
I watched it three times.
She gave me a gift.
This is I watched that and I went,
my hands are tickling.
This woman will be on Happily Ever After. They are a fool if they don't add her.
And it's all so self-unaware.
Oh, she's a star. She's a new star of 90 Day. She said she screamed it like she was about to come.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love. Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90 Day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Which coming and ugly crying are kind of the same feeling.
It was just completely absurd.
It was wonderful.
And
absurd.
Hysterical. Y'all, we've reached the end. Happily
now,
ever afters.
Oh, are we going to sing a song? Remember when we sang a song to the end of each season?
We can't do that. We can't do that because we're in the middle of fucking tour dates. How dare you?
Y'all, we're not even in Poodle's house right now. If you're watching Intimate Porn, you're sitting right here on my velvet couch, my velvet love seat of
pain and a loneliness.
Yeah, actually, yeah. No happiness now. My ribbed velvet love seat. You're sitting in the middle with us watching on the intimate portrait.
Where the magic stays away from.
Mm-hmm. And Carol Burnett is always looking down at you. There you go.
Instead of me.
Well, Carol Burnett as Eunice from Mama's Family.
Yes.
So specifically. That's about my friend Brady Matthews, an artist. All right.
90 Day Fiancé, season 10, episode 18, Happily Ever Afters. Strange.
I hope they work harder naming this next time.
I don't think it's hard. I think I think this is why you need to hire like a bitchy gay guy to do everything.
Like when we worked at Clinique, we had this older woman worked for Estee Lauder, and all she did was just name the colors.
I think
I've told you
just
this before.
Just a bitchy queen.
She was an actual woman.
Yeah.
Actual woman.
Well, so am I.
Nope.
In a
you're
lot
not,
of ways.
I keep trying to tell you, you are not.
Labels.
Anyway, thank you all for riding with us during... What a wild last week was.
The tour dates rolled out smoothly.
Just
This is now, if you're hearing this on Sunday, the pre-sale's been going on since Friday. We tried to make Hopefully, it go on Wednesday. Yeah. That was a bust. But the pre-sale happened Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and on sale, if you're listening to this on Sunday night, in the wee hours of the morning.
On sale is tomorrow.
The on sale is tomorrow.
On Monday.
Monday the 25th?
I would look on a calendar just to make sure.
No, I'm saying it wrong. 26th. Monday is the 26th.
Monday the 26th.
Monday the 26th are all of our tour dates, with the exception of 5 or 6, which we are still shoring up.
And they will be announced separately.
And we'll have separate.
Like LA, Philly, Atlanta.
Seattle. And I think there's a couple others.
Now, I'm going to say this again. Some of you did really well. Some of you not so much.
Some of you failed.
You guys, when the tickets are announced, before you email us or DM us or text
you gotta
us
read.
To ask a question,
you gotta read.
I want you to do this. I want you to go. I want you to take a breath in. And when you take a breath in, I want you to recite this. Sucking a dick, sucking a dick, sucking a dick. And then blow it out.
Suck a dick, no, nah. Suck a dick, no, nah.
And then you blow it out, you go, suck a dick, suck a dick, suck a dick. Like that meditation guy I like. He's funny. But seriously, suck a dick, 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 suck a dick. In, out, at least 3 times.
And then you have to read.
And then read what's in front of you. And if you still are confused after sucking a dick 6 times, you can email us or message us. Because some of you are in a spiral and you go, oh God, everything's bought up. And you're on the wrong thing. And then what happens is we believe you. And so then we message. And then we message the venue going, da, da, da. And then we look like dumbasses.
Yeah.
So please. Please.
I think for the Ticketmaster and Live Nation ticketed events, those seem to be the trickier ones. I promise you, if you poke around on that website long enough,
finding the meet or greet can be hard sometimes.
Finding the meet and greet is often the hardest thing. For a lot of the Ticketmaster and Live Nation events, the meet and greet is an add-on. When you select a seat. So you may not see it in the little window. Sometimes you have to click on a section or something like that. And then it will see, make sure you select VIP meet and greet. It needs to have
meet and greet. Because like the New York venue, it's confusing.
The Gramercy, unfortunately, has this awful thing that we ask them not to use. We ask them not to use this language called VIP deck seating. That is a seating option. Does not guarantee you access to the meet and greet.
No.
So you can see my pores when you're from in your audience. Last year, my friend Mary brought her 15-year-old son there, and I had to watch a 15-year-old boy watch us and make horrible filthy jokes.
That was disgusting.
Yeah. That's
my
friends.
You just doubled down. You said it was an education. You actually got grosser.
Yep.
There, I fixed the line.
That's what I'm going to do when you bring your child. Y'all, the show's all ages, and we mean all ages.
It is not. It should be.
People are asking about bringing babies. Y'all, bring your baby if you want. But if I've said this before, if your baby is unruly, I will read your baby for filth.
I'm actually going to say this. Don't bring your baby.
I think, you know what? Some people can't find childcare.
Well, that's different. That's different. But if you're able and can afford or somebody can walk.
Don't bring your baby just because you want to bring your baby.
No, have your night out. But I don't think, you bring your baby, breastfeed, whatever. I don't fucking care.
I'm just saying.
As long as they're quiet.
Make sure your baby.
Your baby can't upstage poodle.
I know.
Because a baby will.
Yeah. And because your baby's a baby doesn't mean it gets to upstage me.
And if your baby shits their pants, they just know that I'm going to shit my pants first. So don't let your baby.
I enjoy a polite baby.
It's true. It's true.
Just make sure your baby comes correct, okay?
Right. Y'all are loving it. It's a public Bicurious this month because we just chose it. Listen to our Bicurious episode on Couple to Thruple with Brandy and Julie from Dumb Gay Podcast. Also, three episodes of Couple of Thruple. Well, then when we're recording, it's just dropped today. I'm excited.
Three?
Well, the last three. And we actually, I think we can announce this next week. We actually will be interviewing Scott Evans, who is the host of that show. So we don't have time to cover the whole thing entirety, but I do love it. It is messy.
I am still laughing about Julie Goldman calling True Detective Night Country Night Dykes.
Pretty good.
The scream that I scrumped
when she said that.
I couldn't breathe.
It was a lot of sissies have really liked it. So anyway,
we had a blast. Also, the fact that Julie hated the show, hated Couple of Thruples so much.
She hates. Brandy warned us that she's like, look, she really hates dating shows, especially with like. When there's like a queer thing in, aspect involved, because they just get on Julie's nerves. Yeah.
They were both so much fun. We did a collaboration with I Think Not that is coming up. It will be out later this week.
Yeah, it dropped on the 28th.
Much fun. So many collabs, so little time.
We're on their after show and on their public feed.
And their Patreon.
Their Patreon, that's what I meant. It's called Swamp Talk.
Yeah.
Which is kind of what ours should be called.
The whole show is Swamp Talk.
Where are you if you're not watching Love is Blind? Because clearly you're not, even I can say this, you're not in the world. You're not in the world if you're not watching Love is Blind.
Somewhere in the nether regions. But,
yes, Bad Batch on Star Wars dropped this week. I haven't watched it. You know why? Because I'm watching Love is Blind.
I'll be honest.
I'm going to watch Bad
Batch. I think I would try to be like, no, I don't watch that show. And before this, because there's so much to watch, y'all just bite the bullet. This season is a really good season.
It's very good.
With a lot of people you root for, and then some you don't.
And it's got Poodle and I one episode saying, that person sounds like a great person. And then the next episode, they're trash.
The very next episode.
They're trash. Chris Kohler just...
Colon.
Whatever. Chris Colon just... takes your heart, your dreams, and just destroys it repeatedly.
Yep.
Anyway.
So sign up for that if you want to be destroyed.
Poodle, you got some exciting news of your own.
I do.
And no, this isn't about Piano Cat.
That's a whole separate endeavor. I think I've mentioned before, there's a company in town, a theater company in town, that is putting on a musical that I wrote. And it's called Seagull Song. It's based on the Chekhov play that's set in the music industry. It's a rock musical. If you know the Seagull at all, the play, the character of Masha is the one who says, I wear black because I'm in mourning for my life. We've changed it around so that she is the central character now. And it's set in the current times. And in the music industry and how that will work. I wrote the music and lyrics to it. A man named John Sparks wrote the book.
Love him.
And we've been working on it for a while, and they are actually doing an Indiegogo to support it. And
meaning the theater company.
The theater company.
Not you, because they, just to clarify, Poodle's not producing it, but they...
Nope.
No, they are. This is what you want as an artist. You want a theater company. So I'm
saying
this because it's a big step.
You don't put your own money into a project.
Do you know how many times I've driven to an unair-conditioned warehouse to watch something that he put on with people singing?
It costs money. It costs money to make to put on shows, and they actually wanted to do sound design. That we of course wanted to pay our actors. The actors, of course, are the most expensive thing in the show. Mm-hmm. And we wanted a good sound design, a good set design, and it's going to be great.
I want to say it's a big moment for you, because it's kind of the first time that you won't say this about, but it really is the first time like a full mounting of a production.
A mounting.
You know what? I'm trying to give you
a
compliment.
We're running for 3 weeks in
a full
mount. March.
Yes, it's a big deal.
It's a big deal. It's a big deal that one of my shows is having that run.
Kind of one of the last things that you're first.
Yeah, right. I'm really proud of it. And we have a link in there. If you feel like donating to the Indiegogo campaign, your money will be spent paying actors, set designers, because as anything, the theater company never makes money. You just hope to break even in the arts. So that's all we're hoping to do. If you want to support my piece and that company, you any bit helps. There are a couple perks if you live in the LA area. Some people are asking, is it going to be streamed? It's not, because that's a whole Actors Equity Union issue.
Yeah.
So we cannot stream it. Because Actors Equity would say it's a whole, trust me, it's a long explanation.
Yeah.
So, cause it's the same reason why people wonder why Broadway musicals can't be streamed. They all can't be streamed. It is an equity issue.
Yep.
So, there's a perk that says if you're in the LA area and you want to meet me, and talk and just grab a drink or something like that. I hoard myself out for that.
Oh, good.
So if you guys are listening and you want to come see an experimental theater piece that I've written angsty rock music for.
Wait a minute.
And also.
Wait a minute. You sent me a calendar invite for March
23rd.
Yeah,
you're going to do that too. You're going to be there. You're going to be there March 23rd. So you got to be there. Show. Yeah.
I'm glad you're just whoring me out.
We're both going to be there March 23rd. I'm going to be there the week before on, I believe, the 15th.
I'm just going to say 16th? That's the same 17th? Weekend as Long Beach Go-Go Fest. Fine.
But if you look on the Indiegogo, you'll see that I'm there. Both of us are going to be there on the 23rd if you want to meet us there.
Yes, we will be.
So it's very exciting. I'll be there. Any little bit helps, but I told them I would promote this, and I want to, because I'm just excited to see something of mine be up that way.
It's a big deal. Yeah. Like I said,
I'm very proud of it. So
big, I can't say the word mounting now because you'll bastardize it.
No.
All right. I think that's it.
It's not going to rain. It's not going to rain. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's not going to rain.
Oh, I think the recycling people are here. Y'all
Pachamama. Pachamama. Don't make it rain.
Oh.
So, I like Manuel's it won't rain. It's like, these gringos are very superstitious.
But don't you think for sure after this, she will be on Happily Ever After?
Yes.
They
will announce that.
That's what I think so too.
Because usually it's one to two couples.
And we were already going to have Gino and Jasmine.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why that was. I think that was a no-brainer.
They married. They did it after announced it after their marriage.
Right.
It's also, this is the first time we've had a lot of people get me married and then an episode afterwards.
They just split up the weddings.
Yeah. So anyway, all right. So she's in her field. He thinks she's just, this is why they are so great.
This is Ashley and Manuel, by the way.
She's going to freak out and he's just going to kind of troll her. That's what's going to happen. Okay, so he hasn't seen a drop of rain. By the way, how often did you sing soon it's going to rain while you watch it?
Soon it's going to rain, I can't beat it. I liked it when he said, she's an astrologer / spiritualist, and she can't tell us if it's going to rain or not.
She can't tell us? And then, so Ashley's with Elisa, and they're looking. Elisa's like, well, look at the radar. And Ashley says, what?
Oh, I could do that.
And she looks at it. My favorite line was when Ashley said, we've made it through fights. We made it through me being a witch. But now there's a hurricane. Just take that there. It's like poetry.
And she says, let's pull some tarot.
She does. She pulls some tarots.
The Queen of Wands upside down.
Upside down. This is what I do would love a reading from Ashley, because Ashley's like, she's a spicy motherfucker. She talks like my friend Rachel.
She says, she's like, I can't tell if the cards are picking up the angst and anxiety, mm-hmm. or is it really?
Really?
Am I really going to get married in the rain?
Did you spray that spray when you were done?
Mm-hmm.
I just got a whip. Y'all poodle had to take a drop the kids off in my house. No, I won't, because you won't let me go to the bathroom in your house.
You can.
No. That is why I have shit in my pants coming back.
The only reason I've told you not to is because when you take dumps, it's really bad.
That is not true.
Yeah, it is. It's really bad.
It doesn't smell fresh in my apartment. Did you close the bathroom door?
No, I left the bathroom door open. The reason why
I couldn't, have to light a candle.
I couldn't go is I had a workman in my house.
That's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that smell when I do it.
Yeah.
It does.
So
the men get back
after getting haircuts. He mm-hmm. and the rest of his groomsmen got haircuts.
Her mother comes over, Stacy.
I feel like the mother, at the same time that she's trying to calm her down, kind of winds her up.
I think if they are on Happily Ever, and I think it will, the mother will be a character in their world.
Yeah, definitely.
Yep. Don't pull over. You can hear it at my place. Don't pull over. Are we recording? Yeah, we are. Yeah. Okay, everything's recording.
And so we're getting... He has to get married today because it is literally the last day on his visa. And they're putting her in the dress with that fucking ridiculous crown. Do you still like it?
It's her. I don't mind it. I actually don't love her dress.
I think that
that was my biggest
concern. Dress seems super traditional.
Feels David's Bridal.
Yeah.
And that does not feel like, I'm just kind of like, Ashley, if anybody gets married in red or like a cool white, but like, if anybody gets married in like a really funky, cool dress, it's you.
Like a Stevie Nicks wedding dress.
Yeah.
That's what that's why.
Just like a white winged dove.
That's why
have a wedding in hurricane. Ooh, baby.
Ooh, I'm crying. Just ridiculous. And then mom is praying in the car. It's like, please, Lord, keep her spirit calm.
That you sounded like, do Lord,
remember me. And that's when we have the ugly cry. And that's why I screamed out, oh, my God. I did watch it 3 or 4 times.
She was like, because she's going, I didn't want an ugly cry. My hands are tingly. And they're all like, breathe, do your breath work. Again, you know what she needed to do? Suck a dick. There you go.
So maybe, I don't want to lower the stakes here, but what would it have mattered if we didn't get married on the beach this moment?
I think it's like, I bet you that this is like a astrological point.
Yeah.
Like some type of portal. I know some men have said that to you, but in a different way.
Well, I was going to say, it's not like Rob and Sophie's wedding where there were tables and someone had spent time mm-hmm. intentionally designing the space.
Their wedding was lovely.
That wedding was gorgeous.
It was
and I didn't think it was going to happen. I loved the way, that was a new dress, by the way, she was wearing.
A new dress.
It was not what she chose. He looked good.
He looked great. It was the perfect example of, we don't have a lot of finances, but we want to have something very small and nice.
And his sister did it.
It was gorgeous.
I wish that wedding, this wedding had a little bit more intentionality to it.
I don't, Manuel, this is why. Rob and Sophie are both aware of appearances. Look at their Instagram, look how they curate. They're aware of how people view them and see them.
Yeah.
Manuel doesn't even fucking think about that.
No.
Doesn't care.
But Ashley planned this whole thing.
Ashley, she doesn't care so much about what people think of her. I think she cares more about the intention and the meaning of everything. However, she gets so overwhelmed by the details, she can't plan things.
Yeah, that makes sense.
She can't.
I just feel like we worried all. I would have understood if there was a whole like banquets. There was a whole like banquet set up, mm-hmm. and there were lots of chairs with people mm-hmm. there. Whether your wedding is going to be rained out. There were like 6 people there, and they walked down the beach, got married. It took 3 minutes.
It did.
So I'm wondering.
It was romantic though, with the rain and the thunder. I liked it.
I think I was thinking people would think they'd be struck by lightning. I think that's less romantic.
That's true. But that could happen.
I guess I wrote down, I also thought having a train for a beach wedding just doesn't work for me. Just dragging sand.
The whole the whole dress didn't work at all.
And I'm just saying, none of this felt, I use the word intentional. Even though she's all about intention. None of this felt like it was put together. It felt like it was slapped together. And
they're all just riding. Do you know how hot and humid those riding in that van was in the car?
Awful.
When she, after she was crying, she was kind of calming down. And as she was like, okay, dad is waiting with Armando. And mom goes, who's Armando?
This is the wedding planner. So mom's never even talked to.
So anyway, back to the wedding.
All I'm saying is, if it did rain, we could go right over to the Justice of the Peace.
Yeah.
And he could marry them. That's why the whole...
I'm not going to question it. I'm not going to question something that I loved so much. Just the mess of it. I'm not questioning it.
It was a messy wedding.
It was a messy wedding with messy Ashley, and I love it. She actually made it when we announced our live show.
Yeah. I would love to have them there.
I would totally love to have them there.
I would...
We can't officially invite anyone because usually Matt Sharp has a tight rein on people. But I do think, I bet you, will you put that on a coaster, please? Just for my
table. I will. But it's you know, it's stone.
I know, but it gets water in the marble. I don't want
it
that.
It does?
Yeah. I can. Mm-hmm.
That's a thing?
It's marble, yeah.
You can get water in marble?
Well, it'll go away, dries out sometimes, but you can stain it too. But it's fine.
Someone come at me with this. I need to hear about this. I thought stone...
I think because marble's porous, like you have to use kitchen different cleaners with marble.
Okay.
Anyway, what I was going to say though is, I do think that y'all, I think ranch dressing and Daniel are coming again. Amber, she was like Tampa. I'm there.
They were so.
We're
going to
go out
time.
With her and her gay friend again.
Oh, he's going to lose his phone
he's
again.
Lose his phone again.
Start crying.
I'm ready.
He did cry when he saw her. So I think there's a speculation the whole time that for him, a lot of listeners and a lot of audience members think he's just here for the green card.
No. I thought that, y'all. I was very at the first season of the season.
Yeah.
I was dead set. I don't believe that now.
I'm also surprised this was a Christian ceremony. Maybe it's because Manuel wanted it.
That's the only reason I could think of.
Because she definitely didn't.
Not, no, I thought it was going to be like some witchy person marrying them.
Yeah.
Like literally I thought they were going to like.
She probably did that for him.
Rattle like a just something over
some
her
witchy
head.
Lesbian waves a stick over them and they're married.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. The fucking stick.
Yeah.
That's what we call it in gay circles.
The fucking stick.
It was romantic and they kissed though with the. I liked it. She said.
How was it romantic?
It's the thunder. I don't know.
No. It was messy.
It was messy.
I guess I'm thinking we went all the way to fucking Florida to run out on a beach for 10 minutes.
I know, but I thought it's romantic because they do love each other. They've had some,
they really have
treated each other better than other couples have.
Couldn't
on the
we
show.
Have gone to the beach in.
I know.
Maybe it was too cold.
Yeah, it's probably too cold. Yeah, because she did it in like September, November. Yeah. Because it's hurricane season. Hurricane.
It's just, I don't know. I feel like to.
A beach wedding's not for you?
No, I'm not saying that. It felt like this was a lot of sound and fury for nothing.
That's Ashley.
Yeah. It's just, that's frustrating. It's frustrating for your guests, for everyone who's handling it.
You are way overthinking this. This is just good reality TV. Because her guests and her, they all know that's going to happen.
They all knew it was going to be messy.
They already told her to do her breathing exercises in the car.
But the whole thing, you've got a crown, you've got a, it's just.
No, you have certain friends. I'm not saying that I have this at all in my life, but you have certain friends that you know are going to overreact to certain things, and that's just who they are, and you accept it.
Overreact. I don't know what you're talking about. Next.
Hey, you know what I thought of? We probably should tell people, let people know. We're check to announce it, but it's just already too late because the general sale is starting tomorrow for pre-sale tickets. But check those dates because the original dates we said, like, we did not originally know that we were going to Orlando.
We're going to Orlando, the city where dreams are made of.
going to Orlando, and there was some of the dates changed from the previous. So look at that. Like Toronto changed.
Yeah.
So look at that. Did we add any other cities?
Cleveland changed, I believe.
I think Cleveland changed as well. Dallas changed
because
we added Houston. So Houston is on there on Monday. So anyway, I just thought, oh, we never announced the new cities.
Good point.
Any other cities? New cities?
We have a Phoenix date now.
Yeah, we have a Phoenix date.
But there's still some cities that are TBA.
Yeah.
That will come, that'll be announced. But Houston and Phoenix, which were TBA dates,
and
now they have venues and ticketing links, as well as Orlando, like you just said.
Are you gonna have sex with Disney gays? Not necessarily Disney gays, but there's a lot of people at the park. All the gays work at the park. They're not Disney gays. They're just getting a job. They can maybe you could like.
Why don't you not live your sex life vicariously through me?
Well,
oh,
I'm just saying you could have sex at the Haunted Mansion. I'd be into that. Can you? Oh, I spilled my Dr. Pepper.
Boy, that's a mess.
Keep talking.
All right, we're gonna move
I'm
on.
Not.
Are you getting cleaned? Are you gonna clean it up?
I'm just grabbing his hat.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me.
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Okay, we're back after someone spilled a drink.
You went and shat in my toilet. It was fine.
Nikki and Justin. I wish Justin. Ashley and Manuel all the happiness, by the way.
I actually
think they're going to be here's the thing. I think they'll make it 3 or 4 years, and I think that's it. I can't imagine. I think both of them will get fed up with the other.
I think Sam and Sheetra are the only ones that are going to make it.
They're the long haul.
They're the long haul.
Totally agree.
Clayton and Annalee.
Nope. That's an interesting one for me.
She'll divorce him when their kids get older.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure. She'll find a friend who kind of helps her.
You can't get comfortable.
No,
on my couch,
I'm miserable.
Sorry,
Nikki and Justin. I'm as miserable as Nikki is.
You were comfy last time. What's the difference?
I'm sweaty now. Sweaty in here. This little hot box.
But I feel fine.
You're used to it.
Nikki is at home, about to do an interview.
She's not at home.
What?
She's at the studio. With all those curtains.
Oh, yes. Yeah. She's about to do an interview. And she got a text from Justin.
And the title basically says, the title card says 2 weeks after she returned, she was doing an interview. She got a text and she is weeping. And I was kind of wondering, is she really crying? And I came to the conclusion she is.
Oh, yeah.
She's
yeah.
gasping.
No,
y'all.
I think she's really crying.
This is not. And so she's like, no, I need to tell my side of the story. We got in a bad fight a week ago and we haven't spoken for a week before. We fought and hadn't spoken for a week before, but the reason we were having the fight is because he didn't have a job. And so I've been supporting him and his car broke down. And of course she does her thing where she complains about sending him money. And she's like, I didn't squash the idea. I didn't apologize enough. And he wrote her a text that says, I've come to the sad conclusion that our relationship cannot continue. And you pushed me beyond my boundaries to humiliate myself and all of these things.
That's the part I wanted to, like he said, humiliate. What did he say? Because she said, he says, I've sacrificed my status and my dignity.
That's where I went, fuck you.
Is that some like trans bullshit? Because it
possibly.
Sure feels like it.
Yeah.
And if he means that, then fuck you. You chose to be in that relationship
that,
and took her money.
It's either that or he's talking about my status as a man. And in other words, that she kind of got it dominated him.
And that's bullshit. Because if you are so concerned with your status of your man, being a man in that culture, then don't take her money.
I totally agree.
You took that. She paid for your nose job.
It's not just about the money. It's how she was. Because she would say she acts like a, sometimes she feels
you
like
would
a
say
relationship.
Masculine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And so, but I think you're right, though. I think that's what it was about.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah. So he says farewell. And then Sean Robinson, the last line says, I wish you all the best.
And, It's a shame that she, and maybe this would be me too, but I always hate it. She's like, after all the love, all the soul and heart and money, I just wish they would stay away from talking about the money sometimes, because it always feels like they're buying them. But maybe they have, maybe they feel so violated.
I can see both sides of that, because it feels like to us that they're buying them. I think probably for them, it was people think if I give someone money and I help support them, she said more money. If I wish she would have said maybe support.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of these people on this show say, but I spent so much money, and it wounds up feeling really, really small at the time. I don't know if I was in this position, if I would have been felt like I was cheated, it may be a completely different thing.
If you had spent money on the guy, you would talk about the money. I know you. You would tell me, and you know what I paid for? I paid for this and that. You'd recount every dime.
Baby!
That's what you would do. So she said, I'm not even getting an option to talk to him in person, not even a FaceTime. I was begging him. I was saying, I can't do this life without you. And I went, honey, have some self-respect. Like,
she doesn't, though.
She doesn't. She had hot, again, as she's wearing the Barbie shirt, she had hot Ken to complete her picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not.
Do I think this is sad for her? Do I feel bad a little bit? Yeah. Do I feel like that she was completely and utterly foolish?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She was.
Do I think a lot of what came back to her and what she would say about him and insulting to him is karma? Yeah.
I do think something that is, to give her maybe a little bit of grace that we didn't really see on the show, because it's just the way the show is. This relationship has been a long time in the making.
17 years.
That's a long fucking, and I know they weren't together that whole time, but just the way she treated him, I look back and I'm like, I can see where resentment, if you've been with somebody that long and there's an invalidation, of not feeling validated for that long.
By which party?
By her not feeling validated by him sexually, and they've been together that long, why she would jump to, you're not attracted to me anymore and all that. And I think she's right. I think she felt that the whole time, and that was dead on. But it does feel really gross that 17 years you've known this person and you break up with them in a text.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's bad.
Yeah.
It's bad. Anyway, y'all, Nikki is crying something awful.
I just know on the tell-all, she's going to go complete scorched earth, and all your empathy that you have for her will evaporate.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's how she's going to be. I don't wonder if he shows up. We didn't see on the screener we got this week.
We got no preview for the tell-all.
So we don't know.
The next morning, she wakes up in her big pink bed, and mom comes over, tells mom about the text. Now, she hasn't canceled the K-1 visa yet.
She won't. She was so desperate. She'll take any crumb of hope.
Yeah.
That she'll be, because she'll probably think, well, if he comes over here, then it's easier. I can be with him then.
Yikes.
And she's probably going to offer to financially take care of him.
Yeah. I can see them. I can see them even making up.
Yes.
After this. Yeah.
Because he wants to come to the U.S.
Did you hear her say this isn't enough to break up with someone? And I'm thinking, your whole season was enough for me to break up with someone.
Yeah, every single episode was enough to break up with someone.
Isn't that interesting about what is, for Nikki, what is enough to break up with someone?
Physical abuse.
That's it.
Sorry, that's just my first instinct. I just think she's been through it before.
So it would be verbal abuse.
I don't even know that. She'd get through that. I think literally someone's got to assault her.
Yeah.
Before she would really break up with someone.
Ugh. Big time love addiction with her. And mom's like, well, he's going to get a text from me for sure.
I'm going to pray for her because I know, but I know she won't be happy because the way he broke it off, I just hope she finds closure.
And she says, I just can't unlove someone.
Okay.
These were not, this was not, I'm trying to find the nicest way to say this. This was not a healthy relationship.
No.
This was not a healthy, functional relationship at all. I was trying to say, it felt like to me a very childish relationship that two 20-year-olds would have. But she's 47 and he's 36.
Exactly. 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 Darcy's more adult in her relationships. Than
yeah.
Me. Oh, have you? Sissies, y'all have sent them to us. I'm pretty sure, even though the word's not out yet, I feel like my gut tells me that y'all, Darcy and Stacey has been canceled.
I don't think
they're going to do a season 3.
Which is very sad.
It is very sad because there are queens. But have you seen all these videos of Darcy and Stacey making like their own reality show?
No.
They're basically using their Instagram and TikTok. They're like walking around going, where's Florian? I don't know where Florian is. And Stacey's like,
stop.
Stacey's like, I don't know. I haven't seen him. And they're like, let's go. And the plot is like looking for Florian. And it's just them walking around and Darcy just saying Darcy-isms and Stacey just following her. And I went,
can we recap that?
I kind of would. I kind of would. It made me think, wow, these story producers on this show really fucking worked hard.
I don't think they. Oh,
because
you mean
they're giving us nothing.
Oh, so the story producers, you mean on Darcy,
Darcy and Stacey.
Stacey,
they were working hard. There's not a story producer on their TikTok. The hell?
Just be Raina, drunk Raina. Rob and Sophie.
Speaking of pretty weddings, boy.
Like, y'all, this wedding, to be honest.
Gorgeous. He looked so handsome.
She looked great. Her mom looked nice.
I'm going to say this. Because I know we don't talk about this a lot, especially as white men, but now that she's kind of fixed it and gone back to like more of a natural hair,
yeah.
The wig was a lot.
Yeah, it was bad.
It was not a great wig.
The whole season, the wig game has been laughable.
But there's something like, it's always been kind of pulled back,
yeah.
And she throws it from her face. But this time she put, it's almost like she put more of the wig down and we saw the wig in full force. And it was a lot. It was a little too, it was a lot, meaning that she is petite.
Yeah, there's a lot of volume.
And it just overpowers her.
Yeah.
But I will say, the face was beat to the gods. It was great.
She said she'd never had a makeup artist do her face before. It was a little white for me, but
oh, yeah,
I think that's
the
style that she was going for.
Yeah. But she looked great.
But I felt like she looked great. The new dress they chose, much better.
Much better.
It looked much younger, her style.
Mm-hmm.
It felt like beach wedding. What he was wearing, the suspenders, everything, the tie,
mm-hmm.
felt like beach wedding
and
to
Santa
me.
Santa Barbara, y'all know how I feel about, if I would have known, I could have invited Stephanie
yes.
and Chauncey down at the yacht
mm-hmm.
club. We could have used Stephanie's yacht and just had the reception there. And Rob would have done is just have to show me his dick.
I think he'd probably do that for a couple hundred bucks.
I think he would for a yacht party.
Yeah. So, y'all, this is interesting. I feel like if this is them at their best, it is completely boring.
Yeah.
So I can understand why we had to create. It's interesting. They were the first couple we saw in the show this season, and they were the last couple who got married. It's almost like they had tons and tons of footage from them.
Yeah.
And
I mean, they did live in a place with no bathroom and a Dr. Pepper machine in the backyard. That's a lot of material.
And what's interesting is we saw his mother at the very end and his sister. We had never seen his mother the entire time. We saw a lot of Sophie's mother.
A lot of Claire. So his sister's gorgeous.
Yeah, she is. We met her once before.
We did. She just looked really pretty.
So, like, he's spraying champagne and making jokes, and I'm like, who is this, Rob?
Who's this guy? And he's being all romantic, and he gets deep and saying, you know, our whole lives are ahead of us. And she says, you're making me nervous. You never get deep with me. And I went, that's the problem.
Yeah.
You need to accept this and tell him you want more of this, and then maybe you'll actually have an authentic relationship.
She can't do that. Yeah. So, y'all, basically, there's not a lot to say about this. Her friend Soraya shows up, and Claire's like, what do you think about them getting married? And she's like, well, I'm totally for it. She's like, really? She wants to talk shit about it.
No.
But I think after a while, she realizes she has no more allies around.
No.
Because they have surrounded themselves mm-hmm. with only people who approve of them.
That's true.
In a way. And
even now, Tarai, though, and Ty feel like he's a different guy.
I
don't know.
I never saw him before Sophie, and he hasn't changed. I guarantee you he did not change when he was on the show.
No.
This is just a good day for him.
I'm glad.
He took 2 Lexapro. Yeah, or something.
He's not happy after that.
Supposedly he's in Austin. I can't imagine they're still together.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now this the tell-all usually is filmed halfway through airing.
He'll do better in Austin.
Yeah.
He'll be a bigger fish.
Yep.
He'll feel more special.
True.
In LA, he's just another beautiful model. Dime a dozen.
With absolutely no ambition. Actually, he's got a ton of ambition, but no work ethic.
No work ethic.
Yeah.
Again, we got that in spades here.
I guarantee you, the projects Rob has started or the ideas Rob has started and never finished stretch out through his whole life.
I get, yeah.
Yeah, because they were all ended by someone other than him who didn't believe in him. So he can play the victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet he's like one of those guys on an OnlyFans that doesn't even answer the messages from people that support them.
Yes. What a shame.
Right? Email me back, Razvan.
That sounds a little personal.
I commented on the bloody sword. Wow.
Again, the wedding was gorgeous. And
it was great. They're all sitting there. There's low tables. The tables are decorated. Santa Barbara actually is a good beach to get married to because it's not usually crowded. You can find actually a piece of beach that's not. Y'all don't get married in the beach in Los Angeles.
No, it's awful. Not
from down to like basically San Diego all the way up. You're not going to get a piece of quiet beach till probably Ventura or Santa Barbara.
You can go like further up like where Pepperdine is, like, or like Zuma or one of those.
But it depends.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going to Malibu. Well, not now. They had a landslide. They had to shut the road down. Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
So, landslide brought it down.
Uh-oh. Is that the...
No!
Okay, that's the recycling truck.
No!
It's just...
How many trucks do you have?
This is the last one. This is a compost truck. By the way, we had a lot of sissies that emailed back about composting. I think I might try it.
I'm going to get one of those things that I just put there and you... I'm just worried that it'll smell.
Sissy said put it in your freezer.
Good idea.
Put a bag in your freezer. And then they said, Sissy Alicia, I believe, said, who lives in LA, said that the green bins here in LA, you put
take
it
composting.
In the green. Yes. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Look at that. Thank you, composting sissies.
I've been working on trying to reduce all of my waste, just like, and how much I use. And I think composting is the next step for me.
I know. I really think I want to design a makeup line that doesn't have plastic in it. It's not bad. It's plastic free. That'll be easy, right?
Sure. Do you have a chemistry degree?
You don't need a chemistry degree to design makeup.
What?
I literally know someone who did it, who worked at Sephora. Now, you just need to know what you like and consistent. But no, it's like the same three labs that make all this shit.
I see.
You just go to them and they say, what do you want? You say, I want a foundation that has a dewy finish, that's moisturizing.
No plastics.
Has an SPF. But I mean no plastic in the packaging.
Oh!
Because I'm trying to reduce my plastic.
I thought there was plastic in the...
No, that's why I'm trying to like... So I'm just trying to do
that. Why can't it just be a paper box or a wooden box?
Yeah, possibly, yeah.
That's so easy.
I know. Stila did paper stuff for a while. But still, people don't do it. It's all plastic.
Yeah.
Where did we get here?
I don't know.
How did we get... Okay, they're getting married.
How did we get here? Anyway.
Y'all don't pull over. Somebody...
God damn your apartment. I'm losing it, y'all.
You're going to have to get a vodka for episode 2.
I am. That's it. So Rob is actually crying.
He is.
And maybe he had smelling salts.
I hate to say it. He's a pretty crier.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
And y'all, I wrote, this is one of those seasons where we had one person, this guy especially, who I think was universally reviled.
No one really loved him.
And it was interesting. No one loved him. There was probably a group of people who tolerated him, but hated.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I would feel like 98 producers, because we're watching it,
I feel like I know what you're going to say.
Don't we want to create someone who some people can get behind? Even Big Ed. Even Big Ed had some supporters.
I'm going to say this to you, and I say it all the time because we've heard they don't want people they root for, we root for. They want people that we're going to talk about on the water cooler.
And I think I understand that, but Rob is so awful. People don't even want to talk about him.
I know, but people do talk about him. There's a lot of memes about him, people making fun of him. Some people do want to root against Rob either because he's a dick and he triggers them, or they like kind of knocking down a pretty guy.
That's true. He's a dick, though.
Yeah.
Completely separate from his appearance.
Yeah, agreed.
He's a dick.
And that's why we come after him for that.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. You're never going to get that 90 day. No. They don't care.
His punchable face, boy.
Again, and it, beautiful day. And they just, yeah, water cooler talk. I heard the best joke on Canada's Drag Race.
We're not a joke show. We're a comedy show, but not a joke show.
Well, the drag queen was supposed to take Brooklyn Heights to dinner, and she said, "Charm me." And the drag queen was dressed up in character and said, "You know what? Your eyes are like water coolers." And Brooklyn said, "Water coolers?" She's like, "Yeah, I want to stand around them and talk about something else."
That's funny. I'm sorry I poo-pooed your joke.
I don't care.
Most of the time you tell them they're not good.
That wasn't my joke, though. It was a good
That's
one.
That's true. That wasn't yours. Yeah.
I also heard a joke the other day I really enjoyed. It's just joke time on Reality Games.
Why don't you quit while you're ahead?
Hey, what's the difference between... Oh, what is it?
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
this is worse than my nephew telling a joke. I slowly die every time he tells me
what's
one.
The difference between enzymes and hormones?
Well, one you need, one is...
No, you know how a joke goes. You say...
What's the difference between enzymes and hormones?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I forgot the punchline. I'll have to save it for the next episode. I can't remember it. I forgot it!
That's the show.
All right, Poodle's going to get a drink before next episode, and we're going to be talking about, we're going to have a Wiz corner. I went and saw the Wiz at the Pantages.
Clayton and Annalie next show, and Sam and Chitra.
Sam and Chitra. So I'm going to be talking about the Wiz, and we're also going to be talking about some important stuff that we care about. So yes. A little tease for you there. Until then... Golly, I have to call my brother to get that punchline. Can't remember it at all. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places, Poodle?
Yeah. We are.
We're going to have to do the next show with the windows open for you.
It's hot in here.
I'm fine, but you got to get comfortable.
I'm not comfortable. And that joke pissed me off.
Sorry. Bye, y'all.
Bye.